one of the biggest cultural events of the season in the Czech Republic, the annual Shakespeare Summer Festival has just begun at the Supreme Burgrave's House at Prague Castle. Opening the festival on Thursday night was a new production of The Merry Wives of Windsor, starring the great Czech comic actor Bolek Polívka as Falstaff and directed by the Oscar-winning filmmaker Jiří Menzel. The two are working together for the first time, and the collaboration has been fruitful, says Polívka.
It's been going wonderfully. We've known each other for a very long time. We've always been talking about creating something together, and it's never worked out. But recently we acted together in a Polish film. Working with him is great. It's as if you asked whether a gigantic oak casts a shadow. Yes, it does.
Of the 10 plays in this year's Shakespeare Summer Festival, 3 are all new productions. As every year, it's set to move on from Prague to a number of other cities in the Czech Republic and Slovakia, taking place on 7 open-air stages in all. The outdoor environment is no doubt one reason the festival is such a big hit with audiences. It also poses particular challenges to actors.
I've performed on different open-air stages at different times. It is, of course, harder to act outdoors. A motorbike drives past, or there's a group of Japanese tourists on the other side of the wall. A plane flies by. Both the actor and the audience have to expect such things. You can even change the script and make reference to them. Once it started to rain when I was playing Shylock in a scene where he's complaining desperately about his daughter, so I said, "Even the sky is crying." But it is harder than playing at a theater, where it's as quiet as in a cathedral.
As he says, Bolek Polívka played Shylock in a production of The Merchant of Venice at Prague Castle 2 years ago. Generally speaking, what's the actor's relationship to the work of William Shakespeare?
Probably like most theater people, I view him with humility. I studied at the Janáček Academy, where we studied classics like Shakespeare and Molière, but also Beckett. We later set up an avant-garde theater, Husana Provasku. But Shakespeare remains the root from which so much comes. The language is wonderful, and Hilsky's translation is also wonderful. It's simply beautiful, and you don't have to act too much for it to go nicely.
The Hilsky Polívka was referring to is Professor Martin Hilsky, the foremost Czech translator of Shakespeare and the author of the new version of The Merry Wives of Windsor, premiered on Thursday night. What did he find were the particular challenges of translating the comedy into Czech?
The most important challenge, I think, was the punning and the wordplay of the play, because it's a firework of linguistic wit, I would say. And a very specific problem was the language of those characters who distort the English language. Mainly it is the Welsh priest, Evans, Hugo Evans, who speaks English quite well, but with a slight Welsh accent, and he distorts, not only he mispronounces particular syllables or letters, and also he distorts the English language from the point of view of its idiomatic quality. Or Dr. Cashis, who is French, speaking very bad English, much worse than Evans.
And how do you get around that problem? Do you have people using more, I don't know, Moravian Czech, or how do you deal with that problem?
Well, I am against that solution, because in the past, it happened quite often that translators used some dialect, Moravian or Bohemian dialects, but it does not work, especially now, because then you change the atmosphere of the play completely, and you make it too local, and you kind of disturb the texture of the play. So Saudek, that was a very well-known translator just after the war, who translated Merry Wives of Windsor, and he used the Welsh priest. He changed the language into German, who wants to speak Czech, but cannot do it properly. And after the war, there were political connotations of this. But linguistically speaking, it was well. It was very good. The translation is very good. I opted, obviously, for the Englishman living in Czech environment, trying to speak Czech. So my inspiration would be the language of, for example, Czech countrymen living in America. You know, this is a very special language. Or some of my acquaintances who speak very good Czech, but there is an accent. So I was inspired by this, but my decision was not to distort the words and the pronunciation of the words, but rather change the structure of the sentences, you know, to make it syntactical, or invent new idioms that would be not only wrong but entertaining. And it is some kind of poetry, you know, if you make a particular mistake. So that was the solution.
Well, I've heard praise of your translation from Bolek Polivka, the actor who's playing Falstaff in The Merry Wives of Windsor, and from Jiří Menzel, who's directing it.
Yes.
Were you closely involved in the production of the play, and did you work closely with Jiří Menzel?
Yes, I did. Jiří Menzel invited me for the first rehearsal, and he asked me to give a speech on the play, and especially on the language, so I spoke to the actors. We know one another, and we have met several times already, and it's a pleasure to work with him. He has a particular sense for language and linguistic subtleties.
The Shakespeare Summer Festival has been a big hit over the last decade, with most shows selling out extremely fast. So what's its appeal? Professor Martin Hilsky again.
It is the place, first of all. It's a magic place. Prague Castle is a special place because it has a memory, especially that courtyard in which the performances take place is very nice. There is a high wall. Nearby is the cathedral, so from time to time you hear the bells and they become part of the performance. Of course, the light is magic. When it gets dark, it's absolutely magic. The problem is that, of course, acoustics is slightly worse than in an ordinary theatre, a closed theatre, because there are many disturbances. Also, it's a different kind of playing or acting, because you, I think, have no possibility to do the fine things. You have to think in larger contours, so to say. Then, of course, I think the popularity of the festival is due to the excellent work of the organizers, who have very good PR and good advertisement policy. It really developed into an event. It is a theatrical event of the summer in Prague.